This is Michigan Radio. I'm Emily Fox.
I come from a big car town. Shine them up and we drive them all around.
Ann Arbor's Chris Buhalis is releasing an album tomorrow. It's called Big Car Town. All of the songs on this album tell stories about Michigan's industrial past and the feel of the Midwest, like the song called The Virgins, which takes us back in time and introduces us to a character who worked for Michigan's logging and mining industry.
I left Calumet, all scarred by the Copper King. I kept having dreams of being buried in the mines. I took a job filling trees with the Johnston Company, and I hopped a train on that Copper River line. Well, tonight I'm running with the virgins on my mind. They built Chicago and all that you can see. Then the company gains, and all that remains was two old virgins, this river and me.
Tell me more about the story you're telling with this song.
Well, the virgins, I was thinking about old growth trees in particular. Our whole state was covered with old growth pine trees, and I just started thinking about how industry in our state has, we have a long history of industry kind of running roughshod over the environment for the enrichment of a few people at the cost of all the rest of us. And we've seen it with the timber industry, we've seen it with the mining industry coming through and laying waste to the land. And you know, now we have a lot, we have most of the surface water left on planet Earth. Or, well, in one spot anyway, 20% of it by most estimates, and that seems to be the next battlefront that we're facing the same interest coming here now, trying to profit off of our water. Things like fracking and strip mining that are all now becoming more prevalent in the United States.
In this song, you talk about the mining industry, which is huge in the UP, and you even make reference to Calumet. Mm-hmm. And I understand that you recently performed up in the UP recently. What was the audience's reaction to this song, The Virgins, while you were in the Upper Peninsula?
Well, The Virgins is well received in the Upper Peninsula. The people up there, I mean, they know the subject matter and they know the places. You know, I talk, the song mentions a little bit about, you know, the character in the song actually leaves the mining industry because of fears of being buried in the mines and then becomes a logger. But it's interesting to me, looking back, that these industries, like, well, with logging, for instance, it was sold to people that there was going to be green gold for all eternity, that there would be jobs for generations.
This is green gold for all eternity, and for short years, all them Johnston boys and me, cut them down, leaving nothing for the breeze.
And we hear the same thing now when they want to start these open pit mines for nickel and things right next to trout streams, or if, you know, with fracking. And we're being told that there are going to be jobs for generations and your children's children will have jobs. So one thing I do when I'm in the Upper Peninsula occasionally, I will ask the crowd if there are any lumberjacks in the audience. And I will say one guy once raised his hand, but it's pretty amazing.
Otherwise, they're gone.
The trees, once they were gone, that was it.
I'm speaking with Ann Arbor singer-songwriter Chris Buhalis about his latest album, Big Car Town. And Chris, you were pretty close to finishing up this album about 2 to 3 years ago, but you had an accident. Tell me about what happened.
Yeah, well, I remodel houses during my day job, and I got in a little wrestling match with a table saw and came out on the losing end. That's the long and short of it.
And what happened? I mean,
I severely injured my left hand. I cut my thumb and three fingers up pretty badly, and had a long haul of, you know, getting back to playing and getting back to using my hand at all.
You play guitar. You accompany yourself. How are you able to recover? Are you still able to play guitar?
I can play the guitar. Yeah, most people who heard me play thought I was missing at least one finger anyway. I'm so unbelievably fortunate, with a little bit of good luck and good surgeons and people at the University of Michigan Hospital and a lot of occupational therapy, I'm able to get back out and play. Everything came back function-wise, except one knuckle just wouldn't work anymore, so they removed it and put a little hook on my finger so I could reach the strings. There was a whole year there where I wasn't really sure if I was going to be able to play the guitar again. It was pretty tough.
So you're able to play fully again?
Well, as much, yeah. There's still some things I can't quite do that I used to be able to do, but in some ways I think my playing's better because I had to really focus and concentrate on some things that I kind of took for granted in the past.
I want to end by talking about the song Daddy Worked the High Steel.
Well, Daddy worked the high steel with the wind and the wind and the climb. Red wing boots with his jeans tucked in and worked on a picket line. When the work bell rang, he answered every time. Daddy worked the high steel. His daddy worked the line.
This song is kind of a salute to the American worker. Tell me more about this song.
Well, this song, it started out very personal. Just the first lyric, you know, Daddy worked the high steel. My father's an iron worker for 35 years. And my grandfather was an auto worker in Detroit. And I don't know, I grew up in a working family. I grew up in a union family. And I see what working people are going through now. It pains me deep, and I really try to keep connected to those roots in my life. But I still remember a time, like when I was growing up in Detroit, I remember how people walked around. Everybody walked around with their head up, and there was a pride and an ownership that I think is lacking sometimes now. I mean, people kind of walked around like they owned the joint because they did. I don't know, it's kind of tough for me to explain or to think about explaining to my daughter who's 13, that her generation's probably going to have to fight for some of the things that my grandfather's generation fought for, but by not continuing to fight for it, we kind of let some things slip away.
When you reflect on your travels and these songs that you've written, what are some things that define Michigan or even the Midwest in your mind?
Well, one, I think honesty, and I think that's in writing and in our conversations. Just in life in general, I think things that are still respected around here are work ethic and honesty. I remember when I was growing up, I think the worst thing that anybody could call you was a liar. And I know it's hard to believe that in an election year, but that was really something that, that would be something there. You'd have a fight on your hands if you called somebody a liar. But I also think that, you know, musically, we have such an amazing The music scene in Michigan is just amazing right now. There are so many great songwriters and players. When your friends and your peers are keeping the bar high, it kind of makes you have to dig deep and be honest with yourself first, but also just be honest with your audience, which I think is the goal of most of us when we're writing songs.
I've been speaking with Chris Buhalis, an Ann Arbor-based singer-songwriter. His CD release show is Friday night at the Arc in Ann Arbor. Chris, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me, Emily. It's been fun.